Hi, everyone. I'm Larry Fitzgerald. Welcome to the live internet post-game show of the head coach and vice president of the Minnesota Vikings, Dennis Green. Here in Tampa today, the Buccaneers get it, and they win a dominating game, 41-14 over Minnesota. The Vikings are now 3-4, and coach, from the very beginning, it looked like it was anybody's ball game, but the Buccaneers really got set in what they were going to do, and they pretty much gave you all start all day.
Well, we knew that was going to happen. I mean, I think we just did a very poor job of stopping them. I mean, we had great field position the first time the offense went on the ball. We had great field position the first time the defense went on the ball. If you go out and establish that you're going to be a real physical game, then you've got a chance. But if you go out and show that you're not going to take advantage of the ball on the 2-yard line, you're not going to take advantage of getting the ball on the 45-yard line, then I think it sends a message to the other team that you're not coming to play. And if you're not coming to play on the road, your ass is going to get handed to you, and that's what happened.
Coach, your football team, obviously coming into today, coming off of your biggest win of the season, you can't carry emotion with you from one week to another. Did you feel like your team emotionally was ready when it started?
I don't know. I mean, you know, it's hard to say. I mean, you know this, is that you've got a tough schedule. It gets tougher. The winning at Philadelphia will be as difficult, if not more difficult, than winning at Tampa Bay. And that's the nature of the game. That's the nature of who we're playing, and it's not new and not surprising because we saw the schedule back in May.
Coach, no first downs in the first half, only 13 plays. I don't know if that's ever happened to you, and I know that's got to be disappointing that you really didn't have a chance when you look at it like that.
Well, you got to get move the ball. There's two things you got to do. When you go on the field, you got to stop them, and when the offense goes on the field, you got to move the ball. We did not stop them when our defense was on the field, and the offense did not move the ball when we were on the field, so there's not any one thing. That I don't think there's any really one phase, offense, defense, or special teams, or coaching that was very good today.
Coach, going into the bye, this is only the third time you've lost a game going into or out of a bye, and I know it's got to be tough for you to take. Do you change anything about your program in view of what you've done in the past?
No, we know it's going to be a tough deal. I mean, I think it was a great opportunity for us to come into the bye, knowing that we're going to have Green Bay and Tampa Bay back-to-back. I don't think anybody in the country wants to do that, take the Green Bay at home but play Tampa on the road and then come back and play Philly on the road. All three of those teams have designs to be playoff teams. All of them have a chance to be playoff teams, and you've got to play well. And that's really comes down to. And when you go on the road, you have to play well also. So there are a lot of things that point towards it, but we didn't play well enough to earn a win today.
A lot of people, or at least there was a couple of stories nationally reporting that Tony Dungy's job is going to be gone at the end of the season. Did his football team make a statement today that they want him around?
Oh, I don't think they even worried about that. I mean, they've started slow a little bit before in September, October. They always finish strong. And there's no way that Tony Dungy or Brad Johnson or Jeff Christie, Randall McDaniel, those are guys that we know real well. Chris Foerster, those guys been in our program. We've known them a long time. There's no way they have any quit in their whole personality type. So when they go on the field to play, regardless of what the circumstances are, they're going to play hard and win. And they didn't have a good game last week, but that was last week. You know they were going to come back and have a better game this week.
From an injury standpoint, team, coach, how's your team?
I don't think we had anything real serious. We just had a lot of bumps and bruises. I think it was a physical pounding that we took out there playing. So I think we'll be able to get some rest and recuperation during the bye week, try to finish up strong to week, end of the week with some good practice sessions, and then try to come back and get ourselves back together on the road and get our record to 4-4.
How do you break up a bye week?
Our guys, we'll work tomorrow and look at the film and try to be real critical as far as what we're doing. Give them Tuesday and Wednesday off, then practice Thursday and Friday. Give them Saturday, Sunday off, then back in on Monday. So we'll get 3 extra days of practice, which we're going to need. And in the same sense, we'll get about 3 days off.
Coach, thanks a lot. Best of luck to you. Enjoy the bye, and we'll see you in Philadelphia.
All right. Take care now.
That's Viking head coach and vice president of football operations, Dennis Green. The Buccaneers beat the Vikings here today 41-14. They improved their record to 3-3, while the Vikings fall to 3-4, now in sole possession of fourth place in the NFC Central. Don't forget to listen to Vikings Beat with Viking head coach Dennis Green from 4:30 to 5 on KMOJ 89.9 FM. It's available also on the World Wide Web at DennisGreen.com, and as well the Dennis Green Radio Show Wednesday, 6:05 to 7 p.m., also available on the World Wide Web at DennisGreen.com. DennisGreen.com, powered by Space 150. I'm Larry Fitzgerald reporting live from Tampa.